I'll be honest, I'd never thought I was going to get an invite to Africa. You know, it's not one of those things. It's always somewhere I wanted to go. I mean, it's somewhere new. It's going to be a brand new audience. Will there be a language barrier? I'd be surprised if there wasn't, especially being Scottish. I'm going to give it a go and I'm very excited about it. I've been having some thoughts and stuff that I'm going to do out there, but all I can do is my own brand and nonsense and see if they really go with it. I am lucky to know a couple of people from Malawi, so I'm having some talks with them, seeing what's okay and what's not okay, because it is a different culture and we've got to be aware of that. To be fair, that was the clincher in the deal to get me to go, and I don't know what else they've got. It's going to be open house, so I'm going to be sitting on a couple of panels and stuff like that as well. So I'm very excited. That for me is almost as interesting aside as getting to perform. If I don't come back with a new 10 or 15 minutes worth of material about going to Malawi, then I should probably just give in, to be honest. I think it's going to be... I've been very lucky. I've got to perform in Canada. I've got to perform in America. I've got to perform in Bahrain. I'm probably missing a couple other ones. All over the UK and Ireland, New Orleans, France. So this is going to be a brand new learning experience for me. And I'm very excited. I just hope to soak it all in like a sponge.